Welcome to GPK Radio, the podcast that is a personal journey of my interactions in both work and life and of my thinking regarding current educational theory and practice. We're into May and the podcast is now live on 5 platforms. Anchor FM, our host, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Pocket Casts and Radio Public. If you want a topic educational or sporting or otherwise discussed on the show, direct message me with a voice message on GPK Radio and it's anchor.fm/GPK. That'll get you connected directly to the show. Also, you can direct message me on Twitter and Instagram. The links for those are both in the program notes and I'm currently building a Facebook profile. Thanks to everyone for listening in. Of course, we encourage you to like, favorite and share on whatever platform you're actually listening to us on. And spread the word. Encourage one other person to listen besides yourself, and it increases the tribe. Once again, thanks for listening, and here's today's episode. Some people have asked me, how long does it take for change to be effective when we're working with a child with social, emotional, or behavioural difficulties? The answer to that's very difficult from the point of view of it really is a long-term process. You have to be in this for the long haul from the point of view of there are no quick fixes. There are no fast tracks in this process. I actually liken it sometimes to a surgeon who is working with a patient and they have just completed an operation which involves skin grafting. The reason I do that is because the actual initial process of placement of our classroom assistant and different strategies within a class is the long term, the big operation part of it from the point of view of getting all of those parts to come together and get them right. But in any process like this, there can be rejection of the graft or whatever. There can be rejection by the pupil of some of the strategies we've put in place. Indeed, sometimes the class teachers can reject some of the strategies. So it really is a game that's played out not only just with the child but with the class teacher and with the school management from the point of view of finding the right balance of what works and what's acceptable within the school environment. Now sometimes we have to actually take really difficult decisions, and the reason that some of the schools find themselves in problem positions with children who have behavioural difficulties is because they haven't actually taken correct measures right way back at the beginning, and they've set in place a chain of events and reactions that have become negative on a regular basis because that's what's been the learned procedure, and we have to break that cycle. And in order to break that cycle, sometimes school managers have to make difficult decisions and back us whenever they really feel that they don't want to. When we're giving them the advice, they have to make a decision which is based upon, this isn't what I normally do. And we keep reminding them, you're in the position you are in now because of what you normally did. You're going to have to maybe take an awkward decision here and do something, i.e. change what you're doing with this child in this class, with this teacher or with this year group to actually effect a positive change, which will have a long-term effect and embed not only with the individual child, but across the whole of the class situation. And hopefully then, just like the skin graft, there'll be a successful uptake and over a period of time, there will be no rejection of the actual graft, that everything will fall into place. But along the way, we're going to have those little bumps in the road. There is no way that when we come into a school that suddenly everything goes perfect. That's not the case. In fact, we come to the school with a package based upon previous experience and long-term experience working with these children and knowing what actually works in a school and class environment. Teachers, school managers, heads of department have to trust us and they have to take a leap of faith. If they actually have us in there as a support mechanism, there's no sense in having us and then not following up on the advice we give. That's like going to the doctor and he gives you medication and you go home and just don't take it. That's it for episode 58 of the podcast. Do feel free to make an audio comment on Anchor FM or direct message me on Twitter or Instagram regarding any of the issues covered in today's episode. Once again, humbled by everyone who's listening, thank you to all of you for taking the time. And we're up near the 500 mark Glazewise, so we're really delighted with that. Thanks again, and do remember to favourite, star, whatever you need to do on whatever platform you are listening to this on, and share it with one other person and spread the word.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.